Shel Be'ezra should be learned of Kuf Yudal Masecht Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the machlekes regarding kinyan ad emosai chayzer. If someone finalized an agreement by making a kinyan chalipin, he can retract up to a certain point in time. And the question is, until when can he retract? Ena bal yerushas ishta bekever. The husband inherits only those assets that were in his wife's possession at the time she died, but he does not inherit those assets that she would inherit after she died, as in the case of mesa v'achach mesa via. The wife first died, and then her father died with no sons, and his assets were bequeathed to her, the husband does not inherit those assets. Her sons, or if she has no children, her closest relatives, inherit these assets. A son only inherits his mother's assets when he is alive, but he does not inherit his mother's assets after he dies, as in the case of Mesa ben, v'achkach Mesa imay. If the son first died and then his mother died, the son's heirs through his father do not inherit these assets. Rather, the mother's heirs through her father inherit these assets. Rabbi Huda ben Rabbi Shimon's opinion of Dva Taira, Isha Yereshes as Bana. A mother inherits the assets of her children if the father is no longer alive, and he disagrees with our Mishnah that holds that Isha as Bana, Loi Neichlin. A mother does not inherit the assets of her deceased son.